Good morning.
早上好。
Last January, Ruth and I were privileged to be in Brazil. I stood up the first service and I said, God is good. And I expected the interpreter to put it into Portuguese. But they all knew English enough to say all the time. So I said, God is good. God is good. Wonderful, and you understand Portuguese too, don't you?
去年我跟我的太太到巴西去服侍，然后在那边一开始的时候，我就说神是美善的，然后我就期待着这个翻译的弟兄会把它翻译成葡萄牙文，但是呢，很明显听众都很明白这个英文，所以他们就说一直是这样。
I'm really impressed with these front rows.
我特别对前排的弟兄姊妹们印象深刻。
Let me give you another one. When we say Jesus is Lord, then you say Amen. Let's try that. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
Once again, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
耶稣是我的主。
How about it's time to praise? And then you say Hallelujah. It's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
I remember yesterday. Why?
Oh.
Okay.
昨天教给大家的一个秘诀。
Amen. Well, this morning we're going to look at a couple verses in Hebrews to begin with.
今天早上开始的时候，我们要读几处在希伯来书的经文。
We were speaking about God's people in the wilderness, in the schoolroom, learning more of the Lord.
我们要一起来分享神的百姓在旷野中间，在神的学校里边来学习认识主。
Chapter 3 in the book of Hebrews, verse 7.
第三章第七节，希伯来书。
Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years.
在那里你们的祖宗试我探我并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。
Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest.
所以我厌烦那世代的人说他们心里常常迷糊竟不晓得我的作为我就在怒中起誓说他们断不可进入我的安息。
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了
Verse 14 is the key verse this morning
第14节是我们今天早上的经节
For we are made partakers of Christ If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底就在基督里有份了。
While it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation.
经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
For some, when they had heard, did provoke, albeit not all, that came out of Egypt by Moses.
那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗?
But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?
神40年之久又厌烦谁呢? 岂不是那些犯罪失手倒闭在旷野的人吗?
And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not?
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢? 岂不是向那些不信从的人吗?
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning we gather to hear you speak to us.
父亲，今天早上我们聚集在这里聆听你对我们说话。
Let it be more than the voice of a man.
让这个不成为人的声音。
You've gathered us and we hear you say, today, hear my voice.
你把我们召聚在这里，让我们听见你说，今天我们要听你的话。
I want to thank you for every one of these young people just before me.
今天早上我要为在座，尤其是前面的年轻人来感谢你。
We believe that you're working in their heart.
我们相信你在他们的心中在做工。We
believe you've called them unto yourself.
我们相信你把他们呼召在你的面前。We
believe that in the days and years ahead, thou wilt work and to bring them into the fullness of your service.
我们相信在未来的日子，你要把他们完全带到你丰满的里面。
So we say thank you this morning.
所以今天早上我们对你说，我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
靠着耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
It was very easy for God's people when they were in the wilderness.
当神的百姓在旷野里边的时候, 他们非常容易。
There were 12 tribes, 3 on each side, and in the center was the tabernacle.
他们有12个支派, 每一边有3个支派, 中间是这个帐幕。
This tabernacle was a very wonderful place.
这个帐幕是一个非常奇妙的地方。
It had an outer court.
它有一个外院,
it had a room called the holy place.
有一个帐篷叫做圣所,
and then an innermost room called the holy of holies.
在最里面有一个叫做至圣所。
We speak of going to church today.
今天当我们说到我们去教会的时候,
they actually were the church in the wilderness gathered around this special place where God dwelt.
他们在旷野里边也是在去一个教会，就到这个特别的地方，神有他的同在。
This morning I want to take us into the New Testament and explain how the Old Testament tabernacle is a picture of God's New Testament temple.
今天早上我愿意从新约的角度来看, 在旧约里边这个帐幕是如何来表现神的同在。
We're going to see how pieces of furniture explain this for us.
我们要来看这里边的一些器具, 它如何来表达神的旨意。
First, in the outer court, they would come to the brazen altar.
首先在这个外院,
then the priest would come to the laver.
然后祭司要来到这个洗濯盆,
where there was the... We need some help.
This light's on.
Okay.
Everybody say, We were saying that in the outer court, they came to the brazen altar where the blood was shed, the animal was killed.
我们首先是来到这座铜祭坛，在这个地方是献燔祭的地方。
Then the priests would go to the laver, washing of hands and the washing of their feet.
然后祭司就要来到这个洗濯盆，要来洗他们的手和脚。
In this first room, there were three pieces of furniture.
在头一层的帐幕里面有这样三样的器具。
And I want us to see today how this expresses three things, the will and the mind and the emotions.
我要来看通过这三个器具来看三个方面，就是我们的意志，我们的心思，还有我们的情感。
Of course, back in the holiest place, there was the ark with some of its parts.
当然在这个至圣所里面是有神的约柜，还有施恩座。
I am hoping that every one of you has been to the brazen altar. You have had the forgiveness of sins by the precious blood.
我希望你们每一个人因着到这个祭坛的面前，靠着宝血，你们都得到了拯救。
Now we're going to look at what the soul really means.
然后我们就要来看一下魂意味着什么。
The Word of God speaks of body, soul, and spirit.
神的话告诉我们我们有身体，我们有魂，我们有灵。
The outer court pictures our body.
这个外院就代表我们的身体。
This room here pictures our soul.
这个圣所是代表着我们的魂。
This innermost room pictures the human spirit.
在最里边，这个至圣所是代表人的灵。
When we come to trust the Lord Jesus and His finished work,
当我们来信靠主耶稣完成的救恩的时候，
God takes us body, soul, and spirit and says, all of you are mine, you're mine.
神就把你的身体、魂和灵全部拿来说，都是我的。
There is a sense in which we are set apart as His property.
所以从一种意义上来讲，我们是分别为圣来归给他。
We already saw the picture of the brazen altar out here.
我们已经看见了这个铜祭坛。
And we looked at the laver.
我们看见了这个洗濯盆。
Everything in the outer court was made of brass here.
在这个外院所有的器具都是用铜做的。
Brass is a picture of judgment.
铜代表着审判。
When you come into this first room where we're going to spend most of our time this morning,
当我们来到帐幕的头一层帐幕里面，代表我们的魂。
There were these three pieces of furniture.
我们就看见有这三样的器具。
The table of showbread.
摆陈设饼的桌子。
The candelabra, the candlestick.
这个金灯台。
The altar of incense.
然后就是这个金香坛。
Most people had not recognized that there were two altars.
很多的人没有意识到其实有两个坛。
The brazen altar out here.
在外院的铜祭坛。
And the gold altar of incense in here.
在金香坛在圣所里面有这个金香坛。
I want us to recognize this morning that ours is the privilege of partaking of more and more of Christ.
我希望今天早上大家能够知道我们有这个特权可以来经历更多关于主。
That's why we read being partakers of Christ if you hold fast the beginning unto the very end.
这就是为什么我们说如果把我们起初确实的信心坚持到底我们就与基督就在基督里有份了。
Now I'm aware in the evangelical world we speak of the saving of the soul in a very different way often.
我知道在今天的基要派里面我们谈到魂的拯救他们是不同的含义。
Someone will say, how many souls were saved at your meeting?
他们会说到在今天的聚会里面有多少个灵魂被拯救。
And in a sense, that's all right.
当然一种意义上讲这是对的。
When we trust Jesus, body, soul, and spirit are set apart for Him.
当我们信靠主的时候我们的身体和灵魂都来归给他。
But in another sense,
但是另外一个意义
the saving of the soul life is a process in which God is working.
我们的魂生命得救是一个过程，神要在这个过程里面来做工。
I can refer to Watchman Nee again.
我可以再次来引用尼陀生弟兄。
One day he was introduced to a crowd of people who, the speaker said, he had saved many souls.
有一天在一个聚会的里面，别人介绍他说他拯救了很多的人。
They say Brother Nee stood up and said, that's a terrible introduction.
然后尼弟兄站起来说，这是一个非常糟糕的介绍。
I don't think any of their souls are saved yet.
我不知道他们的魂是不是已经得到了拯救。
Now that sounds strange.
这听起来很奇怪。
The way we use the word soul.
我们用这个词魂。
But this morning we're zeroing in to see that it is primarily in this room of our soul that God is doing a renewing, a transforming work.
我们今天早上就要来看一看在这个魂的里面神如何来做一个更新变化的工作。
The three pieces here were gold.
这三个器具都是用金子做的。
Gold represents divinity or God.
金子代表神的性情或者神。
It was acacia wood overlaid with gold.
是这个皂荚木外面包上金。
Let us just see how these three pieces of furniture will picture the function of the soul.
我们来看一下这三件家具如何的来代表我们的魂。
Here is the will.
现在来看意志。
Very interesting, the table of showbread had 12 loaves on it.
非常有趣的是这个陈设饼它一共有12层。
There were 2 rows of 6 each.
它是分作两部分然后六个放成一块。
Now we ask the question, how do you make bread?
然后我们就问这个问题，你如何来做这个饼？
I think the ladies would take the kernels of grain and put it in a bowl.
我想妇女们会把这个麦粒放在一个盆里边。
Then they would grind it until it became like flour.
然后他们就来磨，一直到它可以被磨碎成为面粉。
After it became flour, they would shape it into a loaf.
然后他们就把这个面粉揉成一个面团。
Put it in the oven and bake it.
然后就把它放进炉子里来烤。
I sort of believe that this is God's way of working with our will.
我相信这就是神如何来制作我们的意志。
It is true when we came to the brazen altar, we said, Lord Jesus, save me.
当然我们来到铜祭坛的时候我们会说主拯救我。
But none of us really know all that his lordship means.
但是并不是所有的人都知道他的主。
After 70 years, I am still learning what his lordship means.
70年以后，到今天，我仍然在学习主是我的主意味着什么。
I think God takes his thumb and feels hard places in our will that needs to be broken.
我相信神用他的大拇指来摸我们的心，看看哪一部分是硬的，需要被破碎。
And so in the will, we say there's the breaking process.
所以对意志来讲我们说它是一个被破碎的过程。
The will is stubborn, it's hard to yield, in order that it might obey.
这个意志是非常顽固的是非常不太容易顺从的。
It says in Hebrews that even Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
在希伯来书里面说到主耶稣作为儿子他也借着所受的苦难学会了顺从。
I believe that was a learning process even for our Lord Jesus.
我相信甚至对我们的主耶稣他也要有这么一个学习的过程。
Now this is a word for you kids in the front row here.
当然这些是对我们在座的年轻人讲。
Do you know that Jesus had imperfect parents?
你们知道主耶稣有非常不完美的父母。
I think Martha and Mary were very good, but I don't think they were perfect.
我相信约瑟和玛利亚他们是很好但是呢却不是完美的。
Only one's ever been perfect.
只有一个人是完美的。
And that's Jesus.
就是主耶稣。
And it's interesting that Jesus had to submit and obey even imperfect parents.
就是很有意思连主耶稣都要来顺从他们不完美的父母。
And I don't think you have perfect parents, maybe yet.
我也相信你们不会有完美的父母也许还没有到时候。
So cheer up.
所以放开心。
Jesus submitted imperfect parents.
耶稣顺从不完美的父母。
And we get to do the same.
我们也要做同样的事。
Let me extend a little bit further. Wives, guess who you get to submit to?
我要再扩展一点，妻子你们要顺从谁？
I haven't met many perfect husbands yet.
我还没有遇见任何一个完美的丈夫。
So in the process, there's something that goes on that's interesting.
在这个过程里边有一些事情发生，非常有趣。
This thing of God breaking our will.
这件事情就是神在破碎我们的意志。
I like to awaken in the morning.
我喜欢早上醒过来
and announce today I will walk with you.
然后宣告说今天我要与你同行。
When the priest came to the altar, the table of showbread,
当祭司来到这个祭坛，来到这个陈设饼的桌子面前，
the Hebrew meaning is the bread before his face.
希伯来文原文的意思就是这个这个饼在他的面前。
That's why it's called showbread.
这是为什么被称为陈设饼。
It's wonderful to awaken and say, My will is open before you today.
非常奇妙的，当我们醒过来的时候，说我们的意志在你的面前。
It's like broken, molded and baked showbread.
就像一个被破碎、被磨碎，然后被做成的饼一样。
Now you know why he puts you through some fire every now and then.
这就是为什么他时常的要把你让你经过水火。
He not only wants to shape your will, but to fix it.
不仅仅是要来来破碎你的灵，而且要来修理你的意志。
In the oven of circumstances.
在通过这个各种情况的这个炉子里头。
It's very interesting how quickly, even as a child, we begin to express our soul.
非常有趣的是，甚至作为一个孩子，我们怎么样的来表达我们的魂？
The famous evangelist D.L. Moody had a little grandson.
著名的布道家穆迪，他有一个孙子。
One day, Mr. Moody was reading a book.
有一天，穆迪弟兄在读一本书。
And the little fellow felt very mischievous.
然后这个小孙子就非常的调皮。
He wanted some attention from his grandfather.
他想他的爷爷给他一些注意。
He slipped up and pulled the book down and threw it on the floor.
他就把他的书拿下来，然后把它扔到地上。
Now the father looked down and said, "Son, that was wrong."
然后父亲过来就说，儿子，这是错的。
He said, "You pick up that book."
你把书捡起来。
The little fellow said, "I don't know how."
孙子就说，我不知道如何做。
He had some mind problems.
他有一些心思的问题。
He said, "You pick up that book."
他说你把书捡起来。
He said, "I don't feel like it."
他说我不觉得我想。
He had some emotion problems.
他有一些情感的问题。
Son, you pick up that book.
儿子，你把书捡起来。
Little fellow said, "I don't want to. I will not."
他说我不想做，我不会做。
He had some will problems.
他有一些意志的问题。
How many of you recognize how your mind goes?
多少人意识到你的头脑怎么样的来运转？
I don't know how.I don't feel like it. I don't want to.
我不知道怎么样子的，我感觉不想怎么做，我不想做。
That's your soul life.
这就是你的魂生命。
And wouldn't it be wonderful if the moment we got saved, our soul was transformed immediately?
当我们刚刚得救的时候，我们的魂一下子就被改变了，这不是很奇妙吗？
I've questioned the Lord, why is it such a process?
我曾经问主，为什么这样是，这是一个漫长的过程。
Some folk come and say, how long does it take, Vern?
有些人会问说要花多长的时间呢？
I don't know, I'm 80, still working on it.
我不知道，我现在已经80岁了，我仍然在这个过程里头。
It takes a while.
需要花一段的时间。
But cheer up, it gets better.
但是放宽心，会变得好。
The more you say, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord.
你越多的向神说，是的主，是的主。
He is able to work in your mind, will and emotions.
他就可以在你的意志，在你的心思和情感里边来做工。
So we're saying, first of all, that the will is like the bread, it needs to be broken.
所以我们首先看见这个意志就像这个饼一样，它需要被破碎。
And really, we want to come to the same place that the Lord Jesus did.
而且我们是希望能够达到主耶稣所达到的这个地步。
He said, I delight to do thy will.
他说，父，我喜悦行你的旨意。
That's the mind that we want in the Lord.
这就是我们在主里边所需要有的意志。
Now, let's look at this golden candlestick for a bit.
然后我们就来看一看这个金灯台。
I believe that that pictures our mind.
我相信这个是我们新诗的一幅图画。
You see, for a moment we look and we say, in the outer court, everything was by observation.
我们先来看见，在这个外院里头，所有的事情我们都可以来观察。
There was only a wall, external wall around. They could look up and see the sun.
只有一个外边的院子围起来，所以他们可以抬起头来看见太阳。
They could look at the heavenlies.
他们可以看见天。
By natural observation, you could learn many things.
通过自然的观察，你可以学很多东西。
Book of Proverbs is, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and learn of his ways.
所以在箴言里边说到，懒惰的人呢，要醒过来学他的话，学他的道。
That's by natural observation.
这个就是靠着我们自然的观察。
When you get to this room, it's by illumination.
当你来到这个圣所里面，就是要靠光照。
This room had skins to cover on top over it.
这个房子是有罩棚盖起来的。
The only light in this room was the candelabra, the candlestick.
在这个房间里边，唯一的光是来自于这个金灯台。
And so this lighted the room. It was by illumination.
所以这个光能够光照亮这个房间。
Now it's very interesting. One of the jobs of the priests who functioned in this room.
非常有趣的是，祭司在这个房间里面的一个功用。
In order for it to shine more brightly.
为了让这个光能够照得更亮。
They learned to trim the wick.
他们就要用这个蜡剪来剪这个这个灯芯。
I don't know. Some of you may not have grown up with lamps like I did.
当然我不知道在座的是不是有长大的时候像我一样曾经经历过用点蜡烛。
I remember as a boy going to my grandfather's farm.
我记得当我是个孩子的时候到我父亲的农场。
They didn't have electricity.
他们没有电。
The only light we had was a lamp.
我们有的光就来自于这样一盏灯。
And I watched with real interest. Every now and then, Grandpa would take a scissor and he would trim the wick.
非常有趣的是，这个爷爷他会有时不常的就用一个剪子来剪这个灯芯。
The minute the wick was trimmed, it would shine so much more brightly.
当这个灯芯被剪掉了以后，这个灯就发出更亮的光。
I need to tell all of us this morning that our mind thinks, but there comes a moment when there needs to be the trimming of the wick.
我要让大家知道，我们的头脑在思考，但是会有时候它需要被剪修剪。
You see, in our reasonings, we come to certain conclusions.
我们知道，靠着我们的思考和推理，我们会得到一些结论。
And it is very difficult for the illumination of the light of God to break when our wick is filled with our own crusted reasonings.
当我们这个灯芯充满了我们自己的这个非常笨拙的思想的时候，神的光很难照进来。
This is why Paul says casting down reasonings.
这是为什么保罗说要把你们的心思要放在一边。
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
所有这些抵挡神智慧事的事情都要。
And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ.
要把所有的心思夺回来，来顺从主耶稣。
Let me illustrate our reasonings.
让我来演示一下我们的推理。
Let me just put down some of the things that I have noticed through the years.
让我把一些这些年来我所认识的事情来说明。
One of the tendencies we have is to say yes, but.
有一个我们有一个倾向就是说是的，但是。
Another one that needs to be trimmed is if only.
另外一个事情就是说如果仅仅。
And another reasoning needs to be what if.
另外的一个我们爱说的就是假如这样怎么样。
Let me illustrate.
让我来说明一下。
I was teaching one time in a school in Hagerstown, Maryland.
有一次我在马里兰这个地方的一个地方教学。
Friday morning, the last session I had.
在礼拜五的早上我教最后一堂。
The headmaster said, we've invited a young senior boy to come into the office. He's been disobeying this week.
然后这个校长就来把一个孩子叫到教室里边来，说他有不顺从的行为。
I saw him walk in and slouch down in a chair and by his attitude say, well, I'm here.
他就这样慢慢地进到房子里边来，我看见他的态度就是在说 OK, 我在这个地方。
But I don't intend to talk.
但是我却不想说话。
And he didn't.
然后他没有说话。
He sat there for some time.
他坐在那个地方一段时间。
He was trying to draw him out. What has happened? Why is your attitude changed? Why did you do this morning?
这个校长就试图来让他说话，你为什么你的最近这段时间变成这个样子？
Very sad.
他就坐在那个地方。
Finally, he burst out.
最后他才爆发出来。
He said, "You'd be angry too if you had a father like mine."
他说，你要是有一个像我有的这样的父亲的话，你也会非常的气愤。
He said, "What do you mean?"
他说，为什么？你什么意思？
My dad boards horses and has special hay up in the hayloft.
我的父亲他是养这个马，他有他特别的一个这个草喂他吃。
And one day, my pet pigeons were messing up all of that hay, so the horses wouldn't eat it.
有一天，我的这个宠物的鸽子，他们就把这堆的草把它们都污染了。
And my dad took his gun and shot all my pigeons.
所以我的父亲就拿起他的枪，就把所有我的这个宠物鸽子全杀死。
He said, "I've got a right to be angry."
他说我有这个权利来生气。
I say, "Let's shoot the father." No.
我说来，我们杀了这个父亲呢，不是。
Then he went on to explain a little further.
我要继续的来解释一下。
He said, "My pet dog walked down the aisle of the barn and vomited, and he shot my dog."
他说我的这个宠物狗，它走在这个仓房里头的这个过道上，然后它吐了，然后我的父亲就把狗也杀了。
I mean, my emotions were really feeling sorry for this boy.
我的情感实在是很同情这个孩子。
His pigeons gone, his dog was shot.
他的鸽子没了，他的狗也死了。
I hadn't said a word up to this moment.
到这个时候为止，我没有说一句话。
But I felt led to ask him a question.
但是我觉得被主的带领，我要问他一个问题。
Have you forgiven your father for what he did?
你有没有原谅你的父亲？
Yes, but.
是的，但是。
He doesn't deserve forgiveness.
他不配得到我的谅解。
And I knew that I had to help him a little bit.
我知道我需要帮助他一点。
You see, his mind was filled with reasonings.
我们知道他的心思里边充满了这个道理推理。
It's called the reasonings of the natural mind.
这被称为我们天然头脑的推理。
So I drew a picture for him.
所以我就为他来画了一幅画。
I said, "Now let's just imagine that you are like a tree."
想象一下，你像一棵树。
And God wants you to know how to send your roots down.
神让你知道如何去扎根。
To the river of grace.
然后去到这个恩典的河流里面。
You see, every one of us is like God's tree.
我们每一个人都像神的树。
Romans 5 says we are standing in the grace of God.
罗马书第八章说我们站在神恩典的里面。
Psalm says we are planted by the river of water.
诗篇告诉我们，我们是在河边所栽的树。
Now I said something's going to happen.
然后我说有一些事情会发生。
You're going to be a barren tree if things don't change.
如果事情不改变的话，你会成为一棵不结果子的树。
God wants your roots to go down to the river of grace.
神要你的根能够扎得深，一直到这个恩典的河。
And he will give you the desire and power to forgive your father.
他会给你这样的一个愿望，以及这样的一个能力，可以赦免你的父亲。
Yes, but wasn't right.
他说是的，但是他是错的。
Yes, but he could have talked to me.
是的，但是他应该可以来跟我说。
Yes, but I don't feel like it.
是的，但是我并不觉得我想这么做。
Yes, but I don't know how to forgive.
是的，但是我不知道怎么样子来赦免。
Remember now, there's two kinds of grace. There's grace in which we stand, and then there's enabling grace that we might live and walk with God.
是的，有两种的恩典，有一种恩典我们可以来站立，有另外一种恩典我们要靠着来行动。
I don't care what happens to you that seems unfair.
我不在乎发生在你身上什么事情看起来好像不公平。
God wants your roots to go down, and He will give you the desire and the power to respond to every life situation according to the will of God.
神要你的根扎得深，以至于你可以无论什么样的情形都可以来照着神的旨意来回应。
Very sad, he wasn't convinced.
然后他就坐在那个地方，他还是没有被说服。
I can't, I won't, I don't want to.
我不行，我不愿意，我也不想做。
He said, do you want to be a barren tree the rest of your life?
我说，你愿意你这一辈子成为一个枯干的树吗？
Your roots go like this.
然后你的根会走得像这样。
They don't go down to take of the desire and the power to be able to forgive your father.
他们不愿意扎得更深，以至于可以得到这个心愿和能力来赦免他的父亲。
Wouldn't it be terrible to be a barren tree, unfruitful?
是不是很可怕呢？如果你是一个不结果子的树。
How do I get more grace, more desire and power?
我在何处可以得到更多的愿望和能力？
Both James and Peter gives us one word.
雅各和彼得给了我们同样的一句话。
He gives more grace to the humble.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Humble yourselves and God will give you more grace.
在神面前谦卑，神就会给你更多的恩典。
And I remember saying, do you want to be this tree or this tree?
我记得我跟他说，你想成为这棵树呢，还是成为另外一棵树？
Then I got surprised.
然后我就很吃惊。
He turned around on the chair where he'd been sitting, and he knelt and he says, God, I humble myself.
然后他就转过来在他的椅子上头，然后他就谦卑下来说，神，我谦卑在你的面前。
Will you give me the desire and power to forgive my dad?
你可不可以给我这个愿望和能力，我可以赦免我的父亲。
Hear me now, we're talking about casting down reasonings.
这边我们就在说，我要把我们的推理放在一边。
He was convinced he had the right to be angry.
他是非常的确定，他有这个权利可以来发怒。
I don't care how difficult our situation is, we have no right.
我愿意说，无论我们的光景情形怎么样子，我们没有这个权利。
Because the river of grace is available to everyone who will humble themselves.
因为这个恩典的河对所有的愿意谦卑的人都是可以享受。
I'm working in central Indiana with a number of fellowships.
我在印第安纳的中部跟一些的弟兄姊妹有交通。
Continually, folk come to me and say, "It wasn't right. It wasn't fair."
很多时候弟兄姊妹到我跟前来说，这件事情不对，这件事情不公平。
Can you forgive?
你可不可以赦免呢？
The reasonings.
然后他们就开始来推理。
That young fellow only prayed a couple minutes.
这个孩子他只祷告了几分钟。
Dad, he was saying, God, I'm sorry.
然后他就是跟神啊，对不起。
I bring down my reasonings.
我把我的这个推理来放在一边。
He got up and his face looked different.
然后他站起来，他的面貌改变了。
He said, I'm going home right now and tell Dad I'm sorry.
然后他说，我现在就回去告诉我的父亲，说父亲，我对不起。
God gave him desire and power to be able to forgive.
神给了他这个愿望和能力，他可以来赦免。
We trimmed his wick that morning.
那天早上，我们把他的这个灯芯修剪了一下。
Are you there?
听见了吗？
That's it. We trimmed the wick. That means we got rid of those reasoning. Yes, but. Yes, but. Yes, but.
那天早上我们把这个灯芯修剪了一下，把他的推理拿去。
And you know, it's interesting how Often when something happens, we're prone to say, if only.
你知道很有趣，很多时候发生了一些事情，我们会说，如果是这样。
Father came to me and said, if only I hadn't given the keys of the car to my daughter.
父亲说，如果我没有把这个车的钥匙给我的女儿。
Just going a few blocks to visit her friend.
她就是要开几个 block 去看她的朋友。
She was hit head on with a collision.
然后她就有这样的一个迎面的撞车。
Now she's in heaven.
现在她在天堂。
If only I hadn't given the keys.
如果仅仅我没有把这个钥匙给她。
If only I hadn't given the keys.
If only I hadn't given the keys.
如果没有把这个钥匙给他。I looked at him and said, how long are you going to go through the if onlys?
我就问他说，你要持续多久来说这件事情，如果你没有这样做，如果你没有这样做。
You need to trim the wick.
你应该把这个灯芯给修剪一下。
Say, God, it's all in your hands.
说神啊，都在你的手里。
I bring these reasonings down.
我把我这所有这些推理都把它放下。
How many ever go to bed at night with a problem?
多少的人晚上睡觉的时候带着一个问题去睡。
And you analyze it, and you analyze it, and you analyze it.
然后你去分析分析分析。
You wake up in the morning, the problem's still there, and you're worn out.
然后你早上醒来的时候问题还在那个地方，你已经精疲力尽。
How many of you know what I mean?
多少的人知道我在说什么？
This is what we call the paralysis of analysis.
这就是这个分析所带来的这个瘫痪。
That's very well. You see, our reasonings, and then it's one that goes this, like, if I do that, what if this happens?
然后我们就在那里边想来想去，想来想去，我们会假设这件事情发生，这样子怎么办？
Wives come to me and say, my husband isn't saved.
然后太太到我这边来说，我的先生还没有得救。
What if he asks me to do this?
如果他让我做这件事情
，How can I submit?
我怎么可以顺从呢
？You need to be very careful.
我们需要非常的仔细。
God doesn't want you to do anything illegal or immoral.
神不愿意让你做任何非法和不道德的事情。
But in everything else, you submit.
但是所有其他的事情你都可以顺从。
And then I say, I don't ever answer what ifs.
然后我从来不回答这样的问题。
That's parenthetical, or hypothetical.
这个是假设性的。
What if? What if?
如果这样，如果那样。
If I really go all the way, you'll send me to Africa.
如果真的是要奉献了的话，他会把我派到非洲去。
What if? What if? What if?
假如这样，假如那样。
How many of you know what the what ifs are?
你们知不知道这种假如怎么样的是什么意思
？I'm simply saying this morning, God wants to renew our mind.
今天早上我愿意来说，神要来更新我们的心思。
When we present ourselves to Him a living sacrifice, He says it'll not be the conforming to this world, but the renewing of our mind.
当我们把我们的身体当作活祭来献上的时候，他不要我们来顺从，来磨成这个世界的样子。不要来效法这个世界，而要心思更新而变化。
So my will is being broken.
所以我的意志已经被破碎。
My mind is being renewed.
我的心思在被更新。
And this brings light.
这就可以带来光。
I've noticed how many times when I will cast down my own reasonings.
我记得有很多的时候，当我把我的思想、把我的推理放下的时候。
Then God breaks through with light.
然后神就把光带进来。
Now let's look at the emotions for a moment.
现在我们再来看一下这个情感。
Remember we're saying now that God is dealing in this room.
我们记得我们在说神在这个房间里边来对付我们。
Our will is being broken.
我们的意志被破碎。
Our mind is being renewed.
我们的心思被更新。
And the reason for this is we want the mind of Christ.
这个原因是因为我们愿意有主的心思。
Now the emotions.
现在是情感。
The emotions have the deep feelings of our life.
情感是我们深处的感情。
And I think we will turn and read now in Exodus.
现在我们要来读出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 30.
第三十章。
Exodus 30, let's begin reading with verse 27.
出埃及记三十章，我们读二十七节开始。
Here the three pieces of furniture are mentioned.
在这个地方，这三个器具都被提到。
And the table, showbread, and all his vessels, and the candlestick and its vessels, and the altar of incense.
桌子与桌子的一切器具，灯台和灯台的器具，并香坛。
Now we look to the altar of incense for a moment.
然后我们要再来看一下这个燔祭坛。
Verse 34.
到三十四节。
And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto thee sweet spices, stacte, anica, galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight.
耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他佛、施洗列、洗利比拿，这馨香的香料和乳和浸乳香，各样要一般大的分量。”
And thou shalt make it a perfection, a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy.
你要用这些加上盐，按做香之法做成清净洁净的香。
Here's these spices now that are being ground up, that are being made a very fragrant thing.
这些香料们被拿在一起，把它碾碎。
And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy.
这香要取点捣得极细，放在会幕内法柜前。我要在那里与你相会，你们要以这香为至圣。
And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof, it shall be unto thee holy for the Lord.
你们不可按这调和之法为自己做香，要以这香为圣，归耶和华。
Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people.
凡做香和这香一样，为要闻香味的，这人要从民中剪除。
Now I lost you. Let me get your attention again.
我失去你们了，现在我需要得到你们的注意。
What was this altar of incense like?
这个香坛像着什么样子呢？
There were spices that had been perfected and beat up.
所有的这些净的香料呢，被捣细。
These really are a picture of the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
这实在是这个我们主耶稣的美丽。
The priest would take a dipper called a censer.
这个祭司会拿一个香炉。
He would go to the outer court at the brazen altar.
他会到外院里边这个铜祭坛那里。
He would take a hot coal in that censer and bring it in to the altar of incense.
他把这个香炉里边会从祭坛上取一个火炭放在香炉里边拿进来。
Then they would pour those bits of incense onto this, into this, upon this, coal of fire.
然后他就把这些香料捣细碾在一起的香料把它放在这个炭火上。
And immediately it would become aromatic, it would become a lovely fragrance.
然后立刻这个香味就飘出来。
This is a picture now of our emotions being expressed to the Lord.
这个就是来表达，就是我们的情感的表达向着主。
It was a sweet smelling thing.
是一个非常甜美的一个香气。
I believe it filled that room with wonderful fragrance.
我相信这就把那个整个房间充满非常的香。
And I want you to notice they were to wave this as a fragrance unto the Lord.
我让你们知道他们要来摇这个香，然后来让这个香达到主的面前。
Imagine waving that dipper back and forth, filling the atmosphere with wonderful fragrance.
想象一下他们会来摇这 这个香炉，使这个香可以充满整个房子。
This is like our heart saying, Oh Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for all the good things. There's a waving of this fragrance unto him.
这就相当于我们来到主面前说，主啊，我赞美你，主啊，我敬拜你，就把整个这个香味充满这个房子。
This is the expressing of our deep feeling, our emotion. Oh Lord, you won my heart.
这就是把我们最深的这种感情表向主来表达，主，你得到了我的心。
Now emotions are rather strange thing.
情感是一个非常奇怪的东西。
We need to be very sure that our emotion is always focused unto the Lord.
我们需要特别的注意，就是我们的情感应该一直来朝向我们的主。
I was always interested. David says, I cried unto the Lord.
非常有趣，大卫一直在说，主啊，我向你哀哭。
I exalt the Lord.
我来向主来呼求。
I worship the Lord.
我来向主敬拜。
Worship is worthy. He is worthy.
他是这样配得我的敬拜。
So all emotion is focused unto the Lord.
所有的情感都是来集中在主的身上。
All of our feelings unto the Lord.
所有我们的感觉都是来朝着主。
Now it's interesting that sometimes people enjoy emotion.For themselves.
但是很有趣的是，有些时候我们来享受这个感觉是为了我们自己。
I used to look out and see people having a little emotional party.
我有些时候看见有些人有一些这种非常有感觉的这个
emotional party, emotional feelings.
有这种非常有感觉的这种情况。
I've heard some sisters say, "Oh, I went and had a crying spell, and I felt so much better."
所以有些姊妹说，我就这样子的跪在那个地方使劲哭，然后过一会儿我就感觉很好。
It's the expressing of your feelings.
这个是你情感的一个表达。
Now the only time you can cry is to cry unto the Lord.
这个你要哭的唯一的一个时间就是要来向主哭。
Don't cry unto yourselves.
不要对着你自己哭。
Oh, poor me.
哦，我这个可怜的。
I got such a terrible time. I don't feel so good.
我今天感觉不好。
Emotion is to be expressed unto the Lord.
这个情感是为了来向主来表达我们的感觉。
Don't make any perfume for yourself.
不要为着你自己做任何的香。
Lord said, don't wave it here.
神说不要放在你的鼻子这边来摇一摇。
Are you there?
你们知道吗?
Don't make it for who?
不要为谁来做呢?
None of the smell for me.
没有一件事情,没有一个是为自己做的。
Lord, my feeling is toward you.
主，我的感情是向着您而去。
My joy is toward you.
我的喜乐是向着您而去。
My thanksgiving is toward you.
我的感恩是向着您而去。
This is worship.
这是我的敬拜。
One day the Lord said to me,
有一天主对我说,
If the Lord enjoys it,
如果主享受,
and he smells the wonderful fragrance,
他闻到了这个馨香,
he didn't say hold your nose.
他没有说把你的鼻子捏起来。
If God enjoys it,
如果神享受了
I get a little enjoyment too.
我也可以来享受。
Are you there?
你们听见了吗?
You look at me as though you're not quite on the same page. You see, beloved, I never dreamt I would say this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我从来没有想到我会这样说。
I believe we need to be more emotional unto the Lord.
我相信我们应该向着主充满感情。
Now for years, my reasoning said I was a German.
我是一个德国的后裔，所以很多的年，我的推理告诉我。
Not very expressive.
不是非常的来表达自己。
Germans aren't expressive.
德国人不是很善于表达。
And the Lord said, cast down that reasoning.
主说，把你的这个想法放掉一边。
Everyone can worship the Lord.
每一个人都可以来敬拜主。
Everyone can give thanks.
每一个人都可以来感恩。
Everyone can praise.
每一个人都可以来敬拜。
And you know when we have a wonderful praise meeting and God is satisfied?
你知道当我们有一个特别的敬拜聚会，当神满意的时候。
I don't have to hold my nose.
我没有必要来把我的鼻子给捏住。
But we don't make emotion for who?
但是我们却不应该向着谁来表达我们的感觉呢？感情。
The footnote in my Bible.
得圣经有一个注脚。
When I read this about 50 years ago,
50年前，当我读到这个地方的时候，
from an old Plymouth brethren, no, old brethren,
老一点的基督徒。
It isn't in your Bible.
在老一点的这个版本里面。
What is condemned here is making worship a mere pleasure to the natural man, whether sensuous, as in beautiful music to please the ear, or eloquence merely to give delight to the natural mind.
在这边被诅咒的就是一种敬拜，这种敬拜仅仅是为着我们讨天然人的喜欢，无论是一个感觉上的或者是非常美丽的音乐让耳朵来享受，或者说是一个非常有口才的讲道，仅仅是为了让天然的头脑得到一些享受。
What I'm trying to say is this.
我要说的是这件事情。
I think it's wonderful for us to enjoy good music.
是一件非常美妙的事情，我们可以享受好的音乐。
Sometimes we gather around the piano and we sing and enjoy it.
很多的时候，我们围绕着钢琴，我们在那边唱歌，我们在那边享受。
That's natural enjoyment.
这是天然的享受。
But it isn't worship.
但这不是敬拜。
Worship is something of a focus unto the Lord.
敬拜是完全专注在主的身上。
In our present day, there's an awful lot that's going on that people call worship.
今天我们的世代充满了各种各样的所谓敬拜。
It's just natural enjoyment of the natural man.
就是这些天然的人，他们用自然天然的方式来享受。
It's not really wrong.
这并不是都是错的。
It just isn't worship.
但是呢，这却不是真正的敬拜。
It just isn't worship.
就是不是敬拜。
Worship is focused on the Lord.
敬拜是专注在主的身上。
It's the sacrifice of praise.
是这种牺牲性的赞美。
You see, in some ways, thanksgiving is first an act that becomes an attitude, and then a way of life, a manner of life.
这个感恩首先是一个行动，然后成为一个态度，最后成为一个生活的方式。
We come into the service and we say, "Thank you, Lord."
我们来到聚会的里面，我们说主啊，感谢你。
You've been so good.
你是这样的好。
But if that becomes an attitude, oh, in everything giving thanks.
如果这样的一个行动变成了一个态度。我们会在凡事上都来谢恩。
And pretty soon our whole life begins expressive of thanksgiving to the Lord.
没有过多久，我们整个的生活就会成为一个感恩。
What are you saying this morning?
今天早上你要怎么说呢？
We become partakers of Christ.
我们成为在基督里有份的人。
When our will is being broken more and more.
当我们的意志被更多的来破碎。
And when our mind becomes the mind of the Lord,
当我们的心思变成像基督的心，
and our emotions and compassion become the feeling of the Lord,
当我们的情感，当我们的怜悯变成像主的感情，
shortest verse in the Bible,
圣经里面最短的经文是什么？经节？
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Why did he weep?
为什么？
Expression of compassion.
是来表达他的怜悯。
I think he looked at Mary and Martha, oh, if they could just understand.
然后我相信他不会看着马大和玛利亚说，哦，他们就是不明白。
I'm glad he wept.
我非常高兴他哭了。
It was expression of some emotion.
这是他情感的一个表达。
So our burden today is the saving of the soul or the renewing of our soul life.
所以今天我的一个负担就是我们这个魂的得救，或者说我们心，我们这个魂的更新。
And if you'd like a few verses, let me just take you to, first of all, to Peter.
如果你们要再继续读经文的话，首先我们来读彼得的书信。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
beginning in verse 7,
第七节开始,
that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that would be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
What is the end or the goal toward which God is working?
神工作最终的这个果效是什么?
The savings of our mind and will and emotions.
就是我们心思、我们的意志和我们情感的拯救。
That we might know the overflow of joy and praise and thanksgiving.
然后我们就可以来享受这种赞美快乐的满意。
So we have the first altar out of the outer court.
所以我们在这个外院有第一个祭坛。
Everything out there is brass, it's judgment.
每一件事情,每一件器具都是铜做的,这是审判。
We come to the altar of incense.
我们来到这个香坛。
This is where we're headed, the sacrifice of praise to God continually.
这就是我们可以一直不断地把献美的,把赞美的祭献给神的地方。
One day, I heard Brother Tozer, A.W. Tozer.
有一天我听见一曹树弟兄 A.W. 曹树弟兄的话。
He said, most people live in the outer court by observation.
他说大多数的人他们生活在外院里头他们是来观察。
Many people move into the illumination, the word of God is illumined to them.
所以还也有一些人进到这个院子进到这个帐幕里头然后靠着神的话来光照他们。
But it's in the holiest of place where you have revelation.
但是却是在至圣所的里面你才得到启示。
He used the term, it's in that room God happens to you.
他用这个话说到就是在那个至圣所的里面神才向你来。
We could go into the ark and speak of the three pieces of the things that are in the ark.
我们可以来到这个法柜的面前我们可以来说到三件事情。
It is very interesting.
非常有趣。
In the outer court, the dimensions are like 4,000.
在这个外院它大概有4000 yard, cubic, 4000肘 4000 肘。
In the holy place, the dimensions come to 2,000.
然后在这个帐幕里面呢帐幕呢它是两千。
In this innermost room, 1,000.
然后在这个至圣所的它的这个边长是一千。
This makes 7,000.
加在一起是七千。
Do you know where we're living today?
你知道我们今天生活在什么地方?
Not the outer court.
不是在这个外院。
This is the time of illumination.During these 2,000 years,
在这个两千的里面，我们是在这个光照话语的光照里面。
But we look for the time when the Lord Jesus will be revealed fully.
然后我们期待着有一个时间，我们的主耶稣基督能够完全的能够向我们能够为我们
展开。We will come into the full unveiling of the revelation of the Lord Jesus.
我们就来到一个完全没有遮蔽的一个启示，把我们主完美启示出来的时候。
We're becoming more and more partakers of Him.
然后我们就成为更多的与他有份的人。
So in our emotions now, we must be sure that they are focused.
我们必须要注意，我们必须来专注这件事情。
Unto him.
我们在情感上面，我们要来专注在主的身上。
Well, I must close.
我必须要来结束。
little over about 2 years ago, I went to the fellowship in South Jersey.
大概两年多以前，我到New Jersey 的南部的一个聚会。
Many of you know Hosea Wu.
很多人都知道 Hosea Wu 弟兄。
I had never been there. Love Hosea and Ellen very much.
我非常的爱他们，但是我从来没有去过他们的聚会。
When I opened up my suitcase, I discovered a can in it had exploded, and my suit jacket was all messed up.
我打开了我的提箱，然后发现里边的这个有一桶饮料打开已经开了，然后把我的所有的衣服都已经污染了。
Apparently, the atmospheric pressure had changed, and the thing had exploded, and all over my coat. It was just really something.
很明显，这个因为气压的变化，所以它这个听装的饮料就打开了。
Hosea said, "No problem. I have a wonderful Chinese dry cleaner man."
这个吴弟兄说没有问题，我有一个非常好的中国式的服装。
He'll fix it up.
然后他要把它修理好。Dragon.
He came back 2 days later with the coat.
所以他就带到这个干洗店去，两天以后呢，把这个这个服装拿回来。
It looked worse.
看起来还不如以前呢。
I mean, he said you just can't fix this.
他们说他们就是没有办法来修复。
We agreed that some things can be washed away by the blood.But some things have to be dealt with by the cross.
我们知道有些的事情是可以被宝血洗净的，有些方面呢，必须要靠着十字架来对付。
Sins are one thing, but sin is built in. And this coat, really, it just, you know, I can't explain it.
我们知道罪行是可以被对付的，被洗净的，但是呢，这个罪根是没有办法，就像这个衣服一样。
Now it was getting cold weather.
现在天气变冷了。
Sunday came and I knew I needed my jacket when I went to church.
我知道当我礼拜天主日去聚会的时候我需要穿到我的外套。
There's one of the leading brothers there who has 5 sons and they always wear their coat when they go to meeting place.
有一个负责的弟兄带他五个孩子他们主日来聚会的时候都是穿着他们的外套。
And a tie too.
而且有领带。
I said,You think I should wear this speckled coat?
我就说你是不是觉得我可以穿这个条条的这个衬衣这个外套去呢
？He said, "Wear it as an illustration."
他说穿上它这个呢可以给大家一个演示。
Now, how do you explain to people that your coat got all messed up?
你怎么可以跟弟兄们姊妹解释你的这个外套是如何的被染上这些斑点？
That was very difficult for me.
对我来讲，这是非常的困难。
Because you see, what exploded was a can of hairspray.
你知道这个被打开的这个听装的里边东西是这个是用来抹头发的。
Brother Frankie, what are you doing with hairspray?
Frankie 弟兄，你用这个发胶来做什么呢？
Sometimes I believe silence is helpful.
很多的时候我相信沉默是非常有用。
There's what Jesus did, the silence of the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上的时候是沉默的。
But I decided I better tell them.
但是我觉得我还是要跟他们说明一下。
It was my hairspray that messed up the coat.
是我的这个发胶把我的这个外套给弄脏了。
And my reasoning was this.
我的道理是这样。
One day I was in a large meeting.
有一天我在一个大的聚会的里面。
We came into the parking lot and the wind was so blowing so much.
我们从停车场经过这个风非常的大。
I raced from the car and walked right up to the platform.
然后我就从我的车里边一直冲到讲台上。
Never had a chance to look at the mirror.
从来没有机会看我的头发。镜子。
After the service, a lady came up to me and said,
这个聚会以后有一位女士来到我的面前。
I'm sure that was a wonderful message. Everybody seemed to enjoy it.
我敢肯定这是一个很好的信息，因为每个人都在那边很爱听。
But I didn't hear a thing you said because of your hair.
但是因为你的头发，我没有听见你说的一句话。
She said, "Be sure you look in the mirror before you go on the platform."
她说你要上讲台之前，一定要看镜子，看看你的头发。
You see, I don't look at me, but you do.
我不看我自己，但是你们却在看我。
And so that morning, I confessed to the group.
所以那天早上，我站起来向会众来做这个解释。
The reasoning for my hairspray is for you.
我用这个发胶的原因是为了你们。
Now I'm wearing this suit jacket.
现在我穿的这个西装外套。
And I said, I think I'll take a little vote this morning.
我说我今天早上要来让大家举一下手。
How many of you think I should continue wearing this coat wherever I go?
有多少的人认为我今后从现在开始我都要穿这个外套到各处去？
Should I throw it away and never wear it again? Or should I wear it?Without explanation.
我是应该不要再穿它了呢，或者说是穿着它而不做任何的解释。
Now follow me.
有没有跟上我？
To wear it without explanation would be worse.
穿着这个扣，穿着这个外套而不解释的话是最糟糕的。
Even though I don't like to expose my pride, it would still be worse.
甚至我不愿意来彰显我的骄傲，仍然还是很糟糕的。
All of that audience voted to throw the coat away.
所有的会众都举手表示应该把这个外套给扔掉。
Except for one sweet lady.
只有一个女士，只有一位女士。
She came up afterward and she said, "You know why I think you should wear it and not explain?"
有一个女士来对我说，你知道吗？我觉得你应该穿着它而不解释。
She said, "Be good for your pride."
这个会对你的骄傲有帮助。
I didn't agree.
我不同意。
I went back to my home fellowship and showed it and then threw it away.
我回到我自己的聚会那边跟弟兄姊妹讲了，然后就把它扔掉。
Anyway, what I'm saying this morning is this. Aren't you glad that God's working in your soul?
你是不是感觉非常的高兴，因为神在你的魂里边来做工？
Can you feel him touching a hard spot in your will?
你是不是能够感觉到他在你意志的最坚硬的地方来做工呢？
Can you sense when he says, trim that reasoning down, that's reasoning?
你能不能感觉得到当他对你说要把你的推理放下，要把你的推理的灯芯来修剪一下？
Can you hear him say, oh, if you had the bowels of compassion and mercy the Lord Jesus did, you'd be focused on the Father.
你有没有感觉到当你的情绪当你的感觉出来的时候你应该让它成为专注在主的身上。
So he's renewing daily my soul life.
所以他在每天都来更新我的魂。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
Amen. Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
We're standing with our censer, waving it before your Lord.
我们在主的面前摇这个香炉。
We want to worship you.
我们要来敬拜你。
Amen. Once more. All right.